Chapter 1. Waking up to an incubus attempting to, violently, might I add, pull off my baby fat sweatpants at 3 in the morning wasn't a great way to start my 27th birthday. Granted, it was going to be pretty shitty anyway, but that was beside the point. The fact of the matter was that I was being attacked by something that wanted to have sex with me and preferred me comatose, and I sure as hell wasn't going to stand for that. My kick to his face definitely caught him by surprise, judging from the way he jolted back and uttered a low grunt, nearly stumbling. I didn't know if sex demons had pain receptors, but I did know that years of kickboxing made my kicks a little more potent than the average 5'6" woman. Alert and more than a little annoyed, I rolled out of bed and onto my feet, cursing when I stubbed my toe against the nightstand. Intense pain sizzled through my big toe. I felt a little warmth down there, and I figured the damn thing had drawn blood from under my toenail. Now I was pissed. "Damn you, Dad," I thought, dodging the incubus's repeated feeble attempts to molest me. He was staggering around the king-sized bed. I paused, regarding him in the pale moonlight of my hotel room. He was drunk. And that was weird because alcohol wasn't supposed to, affect demons. So, either this particular creature was so caught up in pretending to be human that he'd subconsciously induced the ill effects of alcohol, or he was too weak and needed to recharge by sucking out most of my energy through what would probably be mind-blowing animal sex. As much as I wanted, hell, craved, mind-blowing animal sex, I wasn't desperate enough to willingly sleep with a creature of darkness. I wasn't my mother.
"You can sense me," he said suddenly, his voice low and weirdly sing-song.
"No shit," I told him, because what else was I supposed to say?
"No, at the club. Earlier," he went on, slurring his R's.
He resumed his cat-like prowling toward me, and I jumped onto the bed, well aware that this was a ridiculous position.
"You could sense me. I could feel you sense me."
He regarded me quizzically now, his eyes meeting mine.
"The club,"
I mentally groaned, remembering what had gone down hours earlier. Nicolette was a well-known rave club in the Left Bank of Paris that I'd been staking out for the past 2 weeks. The real reason I was there was because Derek Carr was there, and I was tailing him. It sounded glamorous whenever I thought about it, but the reality was far from it. Derek was supposed to be on a business trip, something to do with a software he was developing for some fancy French high-tech company, not on a grinding session with multiple redheads and blondes. And he did this in very obnoxious silk shirts and khaki slacks, too. Meanwhile, his wife was back in Florida. Anna Carr had paid me a huge lump of cash to trail her husband of 15 years to Paris. At first, Carr had been all right, going to meetings, business lunches, ordering room service, all well and good for a man who was unwittingly making millions doing what he did. But come weekend, Carr decided to let loose, pretend he was Chris Brown and hit Nicolette as if he wasn't a 48-year-old man with a wife and a teenager at home. In fact, I had enough evidence of Carr playing around to send to Anna, which was why tonight was my last night at Ange Noir, and in Paris. This incubus, apparently, had checked me out at the club and followed me here. Of course, I'd sensed something at Nicolette, but an incubus would have been last on my list of suspects, which was utterly stupid of me. Clubs were their playground, lots of fresh meat.
"I'm warning you," I said clearly.
"You take one step toward me, and I'm slashing off your demon dick. Got that?" "With what?" my inner self asked me. "Your fingernails?" He looked at me, his eyes so dark they were practically onyx. But everything else about him was light. The thick waves of blonde hair on his head, the full red apple slices for lips, and the paleness of his skin. If he were human, I'd probably find him good-looking. But he wasn't.